This episode of Sig Neutron Sputron brought to you by the Doombox Stereo Chainsaw. Take no shit.
Well, welcome to episode 5. On the 5th episode of my podcast. Where did the time go? Well, it went to lots of places and nowhere at all. Because time isn't linear, you know. That's an interesting thought about time and how it's not constant. Just keeps slipping into the future. Or not. Maybe it's slipping into the past. Who knows? But I do know that this is episode 5 and we're going to have some fun. Hell yeah, we're going to have some funs up in here. I just started a Discord, which is fucking awesome already. Like, we're like 3 days into the Discord. I call it the Cigarette Pack. And I am just so jazzed. There's like people, artists of all kinds and weirdos just like me. And we have this like little community there. And it's already growing and building and we're supporting each other and just sharing art with each other. And like, I think that's fucking awesome. And I started it because to keep in touch with all of my, the people that frequent my Twitch chat. So, because a lot of them are artists too, and you know, when I'm streaming, I can't really check out the art. So, I really do care about what you guys make too. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I'm just a dude who loves art, and I like making it, and I like looking at other people's art. So, if that sounds like a place for you, then you should join the Cigarette Pack on Discord. I don't know if I maybe check my Twitter at SigNeutron on Twitter and then for a link. I don't know. I'm still new at Discord. I have no idea how these things work, but you should join it. And also, we're going to be doing podcast discussions on there. Hopefully, every time I have it, send out an episode, we'll talk about it on there. And also, I got this thing going called Doo Doo Weekly, where we have just a weekly topic and encourage everybody, whether you're a sketch artist or not, to just draw something stupid or serious or whatever on the topic given, and then we'll all vote on them, and maybe I'll make turn it into a Twitch show. It's not really a competition with any prizes or anything, maybe just the satisfaction of winning or the satisfaction of making something, because creation is good for the soul, and that's what I want to encourage. I want to encourage people to create, think, and create. That's what we need to be doing, and embracing and encouraging weirdness, because weirdness and out-of-the-box thinking, that's where it's at, man. That's next level shit. Even if it seems dumb, maybe it's operating on a higher level than you even know. Well, I'm Sig Neutron, and this is Sig Neutron Sputron, episode 5, Phantom Fingernail Feeling.
Sig Neutron Sputron.
Sig Neutron Sleazy Sputron.
What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna play today? What are you gonna play today? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say today? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do today? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do today? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do?
Hello, 8-bit breakdown.
Leave a lot of lonely motherfuckers.
Here, doggies. Man, I just cannot get enough of that intro song. Oh, just warms my little melons. Whatever the fuck that means. So what have I been up to? Well, I went to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is such an interesting place. I don't know if you guys have those in the Midwest, But out here, it's like a grocery store for beach hippies or something. I don't know. And whatever buildings they buy them, they always decide to buy the smallest buildings. And for a place that's like looks like it's run by like chill beach hippies, they sure as shit try to set it up to stress you the fuck out. Their lines are super confusing and like tiny. They're cramming like two lines. You have to like squeeze past like the person that's behind you to go through the checkout. And every single Trader Joe's is like this. I have no idea why it's like that. But the checkout things, I mean, you're all stressed out. And then, you know, usually, remember when the chips first came out? And every time you'd insert your chip into the thing, it'd be like, and you're like, oh shit, is my card declined? Oh no, that's apparently just the stock sound that all of these credit card machines make when you use the chip. Like, what the fuck is that? Well, now Trader Joe's, it plays this little like dunk check da doom, like a little ukulele thing. It's like, oh, that's nice. Now I feel like my card has been accepted. You have taken my currency, Trader Joe. Thank you. But no, seriously, there is never any room in any Trader Joe's I've ever went. Except for some fucking reason, like, because I get stressed out, and I'm like, people are just surrounding me, and if somebody walks up behind me, even if I'm looking at something, like, I'll just, like, walk away, because I just, like, feel them next to me, and I just feel in the way, and then I'm like, I'll walk away, do a whole lap around the store, and then wait to come back to that spot until there's, like, nobody there. Anybody else do that? Is that just me? Because I feel like if I just sat there and watched, I feel like I would see a lot of people doing that lap. That weird shame lap. But the only place that I seem to find sanctuary in Trader Joe's is next to the cereal aisle. I never see anybody buying Trader Joe's cereals. I have no idea why. But then I'm like standing there and I'm looking at the names, and I swear to God, there's one called Gorilla Munch. I don't think I want to eat a cereal called Gorilla Munch. It doesn't really sound appetizing. You got this fucking Mighty Joe Munch motherfucker on the box, like, won't you eat some of my munch? No, get out of here, fucking munch man. I don't want some of your munch. What is it? You might as well just sell a cereal called Kangaroo Snatch. Get some Kangaroo Snatch and Gorilla Munch. And we got Panda Parts. I don't know. Never mind. All right, that was going down a hole, a joke hole. That's the best kind of hole, is a joke hole. Or is it? I don't know. I don't know if a joke hole is a good hole to go down. I'm sure it's a fun hole to go down.
Yeah, like you know anything about getting into holes.
Okay, yep. I thought I got rid of you guys.
Yeah, the only thing you got rid of was the dick.
Oh, yeah, good one.
You got rid of the dick shits.
Oh, yeah, that's all you got? Yeah. Well, on that note, looks like it's time for a break.
Break your fucking neck.
We'll be right back.
Fucking shit.
Walking around, singing my song. Walking around, just minding my own business. Walking around, look at my feet. I'm walking around, squishing on my toes now. Wiggle, wag, wave at the hobos as I listen to the tunes on my sweet, sweet portable stereo.
Hey, bra, 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 bra.
Are you talking to me?
Are you listening to a portable cassette player?
Well,
are you fucking talking to me, bro?
Will you ask me a question?
You know that portable cassette players are for wimp dicks, right?
Well,
wait a minute. You're not one of those wimp dicks, are you?
What the fuck are you talking
wimp
about?
Wimp dick.
Gee, if I only had something that played music and made me look intimidating for this incredibly unlikely scenario involving me being accosted for listening to my portable cassette stereo.
Hey, wimp dick, looks like you could use some panache in your stash, some spunk in your trunk, a little cane in your able, and boy, have I got just the thing for you. The Doombox Stereo Chainsaw. Play what you want, when you want, and we guarantee that no one will complain once they're staring down the business end of this baby.
Love dismembering bodies, but you just can't stand those annoying screams? Now hacking shit up is music to your ears with the Doombox Stereo Chainsaw. The bass boost feature drowns out even the most ear-splitting wails, and the dual tape deck allows for easy one-touch song selection. The speakers send punchy lows and crisp highs to your ears, while the diamond-tipped saw blade sends assholes to meet their maker. Never settle for a boring, non-lethal stereo again!
Wow, thanks, random guy, who's kind of an asshole a little bit.
Yo, bro, you know, I was just kidding about the, you know, hey, I don't, you know.
The Doombox Stereo Chainsaw. Take no shit.
Oh, the Doombox. Ha. Huh. Such good memories of the Doombox. That was I actually made that for our book, me and Ranny Rodil's book, Bizarro A-Go-Go, which if you haven't checked that out, you should check it out. Maybe, I don't know, we sold out of the first edition and we have to get it reprinted. But basically, we wanted to make the most ridiculous photo book ever assembled. And we made up our own movie posters, magazine covers, advertisements, you name it. It's all like 50s pinup meets 80s horror meets, the tagline was Blood, Babes, and Beyond. And I think it delivered. go to bizarroagogo.com and you can check it out a little bit. BIZARROAUGOGO. We actually started on a sequel, but we didn't get too far along in it. I don't know. It just seems like nobody wants physical books anymore. So I don't know. Maybe we'll resume it. We were thinking instead of doing a second book, we might just do a movie, kind of like Kentucky Fried Film, which is a recommendation that I have for you. John Landis actually directed this weird fucking film that's just like, it's kind of like UHF, where it's just weird snippets of video and like just weird skits. And I like, this is the kind of movie I want to put together. And Bizarro Go-Go, the movie, would be perfectly that, because the book is like flipping through the pages of some alternate reality television. We also had some plans of doing some tabletop games with it too. Something, Survive the Night in an Alien Bar. I'm still working on that. It's something that may or may not come out. I don't know. Hopefully, I can get my shit together and come up with the rules. Well, finish the rules. They're half-made. I don't know. The game's been through like 5,000 different incarnations. I get excited about one mechanic, and I'm like, let's do this! And then the game completely changes, and then we're back to where we were. And then I'm like, is this fun or not? I'm not sure. It's way harder to create a game than you think it is. I was like, I'm just going to throw it together. I'm just going to be good, and we're going to have fun. And no, it's not like that. So mad props to people that actually come up with games and that are fun. Because when you play them with no like art or anything, it's really hard to know if they're fun or not. Also, just went back and listened to my yammering, and I said Kentucky Fried Film, but it's actually called Kentucky Fried Movie. So the recommendation is Kentucky Fried Movie by John Landis. And on that note, why don't we do the segment that I like to call...
There is a whole world out there of weird shit that you should put into your sensory orifices.
Get Rex on, I'm gonna relay some information. Get Rex on, I'm gonna relay some information.
Hey, like that, I finally made a musical bump for this segment. Welcome to Get Wrecked, Son. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you about a director who I really love, and I haven't actually watched any of his films in a long time, but Takashi Miike. And I think I said it right, but if not, you know, I don't know, Google it. But he's this very bizarre Japanese horror director. If you've seen, what's that what's that fucking movie called? Hostel. He shows up for a second, and when they're actually going into the weird dungeony place, and he's the Asian guy that gets out of the car, and he says something, and yeah, you know, I'm half remembering that movie. Anyways, that was him. But he has all kinds of films from, like, they range from super fucking bizarre, which is one of my favorites, Gozu. And it's about this Yakuza guy who's just, it's fucking weird. I don't even know how to tell you what that movie's about. So you just gotta watch it. And then there was Audition, which a lot of people might know Audition. Also super bizarre, a little bit less weird than Gozu, if you can believe it. Then he's also, one of my other favorite films that he did was Happiness of the Katakuris. It's about this family that runs a bed and breakfast, and for some reason it's cursed, and everybody that stays there, they just die. So then also on top of that, it's a musical, and you don't learn this until like a super morbid part in the film, because I didn't even know it was a musical, and I'm watching it and I'm like, holy shit. And it's a musical. This is amazing. So Happiness of the Katakuris, check it out. Check it out. I should do a little like weird radio DJ bumps, like check it out. I don't know. I probably could take the time to actually add sound effects there, but I don't know. That takes time. Also, so then he kind of like sort of started transitioning into more period films. I'm going to keep saying all my favorite. You know what? All of his are my favorite. Izo is awesome. It's about this samurai who just wanders the afterlife, and it's just fucking batshit bonkers. Insane, and it's got music by Kazuki Tomokawa, which you should check out. He's just like this acoustic guitar. He's kind of like, I feel like he's like the Japanese Tom Waits. He's just playing this guitar, and he's like, and he's just like, that's not me being like racially insensitive. That's, he totally like coughs in his music and weird things like that. So check it out. I'm just trying to do my best impersonation of his music, which is amazing, and you should definitely check it out in addition to the film. Some of my other favorite Takashi Miike films include The Great Yokai War. God, I love yokai. I might just do an entire episode on yokai and my favorite ones. They're like Japanese monsters and they little creatures that, like, there's like the tsunikosuri, and I think I said that right. They're like little things that just like nuzzle your shins, and then that's all they do. And then there's like the other ones that just like lick the floors of bathrooms and things. It's just like super weird creatures, but The Great Yokai War, amazing, love it. He also did Sukiyaki Western Django, which not a lot of people know this, but Django is actually a spaghetti Western that is much older than the Quentin Tarantino Django. I love the Quentin Tarantino Django, but hey, know that there was actually an original Django, and it's amazing too, because dude, like, it's a Western about a dude that drags around a coffin. What's in the coffin? Well, just watch the movie and find out. But Takashi Miike also did his spin on Django, and he called it Sukiyaki Western Django, and he had all Japanese actors that don't speak English, and they just delivered their lines phonetically. It's amazing. It's like, you get lines like, you're a day late and a dollar short. I'm just like, yes, I love it. So I guess this pretty much, yeah, this is, well, there's Ichi the Killer, another good one. Fuck, he's directed a ton of stuff. So I guess this entire segment of Get Wrecked, Son is about Takashi Miike. So look him up, watch his films, enjoy, be weirded out. I'm all about that weird shit. So Takashi Miike, check him out. So last episode, I brought up the fact of this phantom fingernail feeling. And then I was like, oh, I should write a song about it, but I didn't. And but I Googled it, and apparently a lot of people suffer from this. It's like, and I'm not just talking about like you cutting your nails, oh, and it feels a little bit different. No, I'm talking about like you fucking like cut into your soul of your hand. And like as a kid, I used to be bothered by this feeling so bad that I would actually just go to sleep just so I could wake up the next morning and not feel this feeling. It's like the worst feeling. It's, well, I don't know if it's the worst feeling. I'm sure there are much worse feelings, but it is horrid and horrible. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you've never experienced it because it's fucking awful.
Ever-growing finger sheets, trapping gook all underneath. Shit, it's almost that time again. A pain that will cripple the mightiest of men. At the end of each digit, at the end of my skin. Get those clippers away from me. I can't take it. That horrible feeling, there's no mistaking it. Cutting my nails, might as well cut off the tips of my fingers. Because even the slightest trim gives me that phantom fingernail feeling. Phantom fingernail feeling. Phantom fingernail feeling. Fuck that 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 phantom fingernail feeling.
Oh, you like cutting your nails. Well, that is very bizarre, because you must have never felt this.
Also, fuck you, it's a
phantom fingernail feeling. Phantom fingernail feeling. Phantom fingernail feeling. It's a freaky fucking phantom fingernail feeling. It's a phantom fingernail feeling. It's a phantom fingernail feeling. It's a freaky fucked up phantom fingernail feeling.
It's like the skin on the tips of your fingers is receding. Like it's trying to retreat back to your elbows. Your skin feels taut. Even the slightest breeze is tickly excruciating. Picking something up, forget about it. It's like the tips of your fingers have suddenly become blind eyeballs. You wouldn't pick something up with your eyeballs, would you? No, because your eyeballs are made for eyeing and bawling, not for picking of things. Ooh. No. It's
Phantom fingernail feeling! Phantom fingernail feeling! What's this phantom fingernail feeling? What is this phantom fingernail feeling? I don't know! I don't know! I don't know anymore! But it's a freaky fucking fingernail! Phantom fingernail feeling! It's a phantom fingernail feeling! It's freaky phantom fingernail feeling! It's a phantom freaky fingernail feeling! It's a phantom fingernail feeling! It's a phantom fingernail feeling! It's a feeling of phantom fingernails! That's the best way I can describe it. Why don't you Google it, you huff knob? As a matter of fact, I did. And it's just a bunch of people complaining about having it. But nobody knows what it is.
And the people that don't know have never had it. Well, fuck you.
Did you think I was gonna let you down? Of course I was gonna rise and talk about phantom fingernail feeling. Come on, I mean, who do you think I am? Somebody who wouldn't write a song about phantom fingernail feeling? Pfft, the fuck podcast you think you're listening to? Well, how do we top that? What should we do now? All right. Let's do some dumb bullshit.
Dumb bullshit you can know, and it won't change your life, and it won't pay your taxes, and it won't call your grandma when you should, and it won't fix your drinking problem, but it might make you look cool at a party.
Did you know that it's like a thing that people want to leave the remains of their loved one in the Haunted Mansion at Disney? Multiple times they have people ride the ride and they've spread their ashes of their loved one in the Haunted Mansion. It's kind of a regular occurrence. They say the ventilation is so good in there though that probably the ashes end up in the ventilation shaft anyways. But, huh. That's a funny thing to know. Did you know that bed bugs, the females, actually don't have any sexual organs? So the male's penis is like a dagger, and he literally stabs the female in the abdomen to inseminate her. How romantic. Speaking of insect penises, the honeybee actually ejaculates with such force that it ruptures his abdomen and he dies. Speaking of getting boned, your hands and your feet contain almost half of the bones in your entire body. Huh. Man, I just love knowing dumb shit that serves no purpose. Maybe one of these days, it'll all serve a purpose. Well, it's been a few episodes since we've done the good old opened up the Encyclosleazia Shitanica. So I think I'm going to crack that baby out. Let's learn about some shit in the sleazy universe of Sig Neutron.
Tonight on Encyclosleazia Shitanica, the Butt Miser. In a previous episode, I read to you about the Crapulons. Now, the Butt Miser is one of note. A Crapulon of note, if you will. All Crapulons are pretty vile and disgusting, but the Butt Miser somehow outshines most of his fellow race. At a young age, the Butt Miser assembled a gang of the most degenerate scum Moloch has to offer. Their habit of pissing on the heads of their victims after brutally beating them earned them the name the Pisshens. They have since lovingly embraced this name. Although the Butt Miser is a vicious killer, he's not stupid. Earth Booze was in high demand on Moloch, and seeing a golden opportunity, he and his gang hijacked a supply ship and headed for Earth. His plan was to set up a base on Mars and control any alcohol that came off of the neighboring planet. He succeeded with startling ease and now makes huge profits on his monopoly on Earth Booze. Controlling such a lucrative operation is not without its fair share of problems. Rival gangs are constantly trying to gain control of the Earth liquor trade, and often by force. In addition, the Pissheads have to acquire the alcohol from Earth without any Earthlings knowing of their presence. For this reason, they make frequent pickups from the southern parts of the United States, where if someone were to come forward with a sighting, their claim would likely be dismissed. While the humans that populate these areas might not have credibility, they do have guns. This has become quite bothersome as many pickup crews have been attacked by groups of rednecks looking to save their hooch. Thank you, and good night. Until next time.
Well, there you have it. That's my podcast for now. Hope you enjoyed it. Follow me on at SigNeutron on Instagram and Twitter. Join the Cigarette Pack Discord I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you can just search the Cigarette Pack or what, but join that Discord server. Get weird with us. Have some fun. Enjoy life a little bit. Don't take things too seriously. Also, most importantly, catch me on Twitch at twitch.tv/SigNeutron. I'm spending the next month just doing nothing but streaming when I'm saying I'm going to, and I'm on a mission to become a full-time streamer. So if you can, if you like Twitch, even if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can subscribe to me for free, and it really helps me out. So definitely would appreciate any of them subs at Twitch twitch.tv/signeutron. I'm rolling out some subscriber benefits. I'm doing some giveaways for subscribers only. I'm also once I get a certain amount of subscribers, I'm going to start unlocking subscriber only streams where, you know, and you get secret access to the subscriber only Discord channel. I don't know what we're going to use that for yet, but it's going to be something and it's going to be secret. And maybe it's awesome, and you should, I don't know, you'll only find out with if you subscribe. Yeah, all the awesome things are in there. It's like, yeah, I don't know. You should do that though, because, that's my main goal right now. Doing a podcast and also just streaming on Twitch. And if you like my art, not just my beautiful, sweet, sexy voice, you can watch me make art with my hands and not with my voice. Well, I use my voice there too, so you get the best of both worlds. Ha ha! Yeah, go follow me on Twitch. Even if you can't subscribe, please follow me on Twitch, because that, I'm actually going to start doing live filmings of podcast episodes on the Twitch, so you can see us and you can interact with us. I'm going to have guests on, and I'm just going to record the podcast live, but also stream it. So you definitely want to be a part of that too. All the new things. So until next time, get your dangles in all them angles. I don't know if that's going to be my outro. That one felt a little weird. I'm on the fence. No, I'll keep it. No, we'll just roll with it. One of these days, I'm going to find an outro. Well, I got nothing now. How do you follow up dangling them angles? I don't know. By a song? Oh, nope, don't have one. Yet.